What does it mean to you to be the co-winner of the Head Block Award?
It feels good, you know. After going through, you know, an intense offseason, undergoing surgery and going to a situation that, you know, I was in, you know, to have somebody go with me and be strong through it, you know, is a characteristic that, you know, is not really found in a lot of people. And for both of us to come out on top, it feels good to get this award.
When your knee fractured a second time last year, did you have those doubts about whether or not you'd make it all the way back?
I didn't really have any doubts. I was just more concerned of how my surgery is going to go, you know, if it was going to be any lingering pain or whatever. But, you know, I was just willing to, you know, go through it because I knew, you know, that was the only way I was going to get back on the field, you know, to get this over with and go out here and work my tail off and go out here and be one of the best defense in the league. So it wasn't really no doubt. It was just more of me, you know, having my mindset ready and being prepared for this. It's a game that brings everybody together and it shows toughness, characteristic. It just shows, you know, that no matter what you're going through in life, you can go out there and be whoever you want to be on that field. You can play through whatever, you know, you can have fun, fly around and be great, you know, as something and have little kids look up to you, not just for being a rapper or a singer or an actor. You know, you can have little kids looking up to you because of how hard you work and how much you care about the guy around you.
Motivation is it for both of you to get back on the field when you were going through all that?
We was both already motivated, but to have each other there, you know, it just gave us that extra motivation, you know, going in each day with each other. You know, he was a good wing partner for me, and, you know, I feel like we handle our business and we was pros about it, and, you know, that goes to show that, you know, this defense that came a long way, and me and Brandon came a long way. You know, I think the Jaguars messed up real big when they let him go. So I'm glad to have him here, man, and, you know, and that's my brother, man. So we're gonna finish out this year correct.
After the year that you had last year, how good did it feel for you and Brandon to be jockeying for team leading tackles, but for you to ultimately get it, especially since you missed that one game?
It's all good. It was more of a little joke between us, but at the same time, you know, we both are competitors, but we knew we just had to win as many games as we can. And, you know, it was a little side bet, but I knew I was going to win the tackles. You know, I told him coverage, you know, he got that. You know, he's probably a better coverage guy. Tackling, you know, he's a headhunter, man. I enjoyed it, and it brought out the best in me this year, man. And he's one of the premier players I've been around that I learned from and also grew with. So, you know, that's something that I never forget, and, you know, I'm going to carry it on as long as I play football.
What does it say about him that he's been dealing with the pain from the foot surgery all year? It's been a pain management thing for him, and yet he's gone out there with no drop-off.
Man, it's tough, man. We, you know, we breed him like that, man. And we're one of the toughest linebackers in the league. And he's definitely handling this stuff. It's definitely not easy to have a screw in your foot and be running around here, hitting, banging every down and just coming back every weekend, week out. You know, it's tough, but he's a strong-minded individual. He's been through a lot. He know how to handle himself. So, likewise with me, that's why we bonded so well together. We've been through so much. People looked over us, but at the same time, we love this game of football, and we know that we belong among the best.
How much did you, working with him in the off season and kind of going step by step at the same time, help playing next to him for the first time?
I didn't really get to play with him last year. Right. We played like three games, but we always had that chemistry. You know, we playmakers, you know, we move around. But to work with him in the offseason, I kind of gained a little edge. You know, I got to see him off the field a little bit more. Got to be with him when he, you know, hurting and crying and screaming because you got to go through that treatment. And see him fight through stuff like that, and it made me respect him even more. And, you know, when you have respect and you have the attitude that both you guys can be one of the elites in the NFL, great things happen.
Your impending free agency, tough to stay focused this time because you got a chance to get rich, but then there's a lot of other guys in that locker room that have to get paid too.
Oh, we're going to get paid, man. That's the fun thing about it, you know. But, you know, when you're working for it, you got a number one defense, you know, things will come. And, you know, I learned not to look too far ahead, you know, stay right here because, you know, I learned from my previous mistakes, you know, Super Bowl. You know, you got to take it one day at a time, be a pro, and, you know, accept what you have, but know that you want to go to a better place. You know, contract, all this and that, I'm not really too focused on that. You know, it take care of itself. You know, I came from nothing. So it's nothing for me to wait a couple more months, you know, to get this big old ring for us.
What were those mistakes leading into the last Super Bowl?
You know, I was just thinking too far ahead. You know, I wasn't within myself. You know, I was being a young guy, you know. I think that was the year I dropped the ball, too. So, you know, I was young, but I was still growing up at the same time, man. And, you know, to be in that situation, I was blessed, no doubt about it. But right now, I just feel like I can handle it a little bit more. And, you know, I had a daughter, all that. You know, it's just a whole bunch of things that add up to make me a better person, calm, and know how to handle this thing. And, you know, anybody that comes through here is going to have a problem.
You think that's true, like, for everyone that was there 2 years ago, that they kind of learned something from how that was handled and they're going to go differently this time?
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, you can take something from it, but people are different. You know, I can't really tell about other people. I just know myself. You know, I take what I can from it and grow. And, you know, try not to put myself in that situation or be in a better situation than that.
Dan, there's a lot of your teammates that, on your side of the ball that feel disrespected and that, you know, only four of you got Pro Bowl, only two, really one, got All Pro. Do you feel that way? And do you think it's going to take three more wins to get the respect maybe that this team's been looking for?
You got to earn respect, man. But some people, you know, stubborn. You know, they don't want to see it. But, you know, when you got the number one defense in the NFL, it should be more. But, you know, we can't go back and hinder on that. You know, we got to let them decide about that. And all we could do is put together the best three games, the best performance that, you know, the NFL ever seen, and let them decide who deserve to be there and who don't.
Thank you.